the Commonwealth of Thieves, The Improbable Birth of Australia, by Thomas Keneally, narrated by Simon Vance. Richard Atkins, newly arrived surgeon and deputy judge advocate of New South Wales, was characteristic of the personnel from which many colonial governors had to fill their bureaucracies. He was the fifth son of a baronet, and such men would frequently find themselves employed, for want of something better, in some post along one of the further tendrils of empire. Fleeing insolvency by resigning a commission as adjutant of the Isle of Man Corps and sailing for Sydney in the Pitt, he would retain in the colony a reputation as a toper, a libertine, and an unreliable borrower of money. Despite his drinking, Philip made him magistrate at Parramatta and then appointed him Registrar of the Vice Admiralty Court, even though it soon became apparent that he could not be trusted to pay his bills. John MacArthur would ultimately describe Atkins as a public cheater living in the most boundless dissipation. Yet there is something extremely amiable in the way he writes. When he went to breakfast at the governor's house the first time, Atkins came amply supplied with contrary opinions of Philip by a number of gentlemen in the colony. But he decided, his situation is by no means a desirable one in point of duty, for except the civil and military departments, he has nothing but a set of rascals to deal with who require a watchful eye. The overseers for themselves are convicts and are not to be depended on. At Parramatta, some of them are rigid to a degree which proceeds from a fear of being thought too indulgent, and probably from what will almost universally operate upon weak minds, a thirst for power and dominion over the rest of our fellow creatures. The lash is in their hands at present. They ought to use it with lenity, lest they themselves should fall under it. Their power here hangs by a thread. Nevertheless, Atkins remained loyal to Philip, impressed by the energy with which he visited his farmers. Atkins accompanied the governor on a tour of the settlers at the ponds along the Parramatta River, and Atkins found them comfortably lodged with plenty of vegetables and Indian corn, and able to keep two or three pigs and a few acres under wheat.